You know, she's very good for guidance there. Going on to Reg Miller, he worked in the insurance industry and has a long-term history in politics, so he's, you know, aware of a lot of the history behind a lot of things, and he has a lot of, you know, experience, you know, knowing the statistics and understanding the facts there. And then Sue Baker, who's in our fourth position on the ticket, she's so she worked as a geologist, however since throughout her career she's been working in various environmental groups such as Landcare and the Bitu Bash, which is like weeding the national park. So she's, you know, involved heavily in lots of volunteer groups throughout the community. Yeah. Okay. So you want to speak about the referendum?
Yes, please. This is my next question. If you could explain why you and your team encourages the community to vote no to the referendum question of reducing councils' laws.
Yeah, so we've been saying that it's going to reduce councillor representation, so well, community representation of the councillors. So what we've seen is that there's just been this block voting where everyone that was in Team Pinson's ticket, they just vote one way and whatever they want gets through. All the other councillors are ignored. So we believe that if we reduce councillor numbers from 9 to 7, you're going to still have that majority in there that can just ignore all the other councillors. So really what's happening there is that half the community is losing their voice, you know. You have this slight majority in there and they can just do what they like and without getting the feedback from the rest of the community and what their choices are. So you might vote for another councillor. However, whatever they want to put through, any amendments I'd like to change, any motions I'd like to move, are just getting outright ignored. So that is more likely to continue if we have a smaller council. So, and you've got to compare it to, like, for example, Armidale. They're looking at going from 12 to 9 councillors and they have a population of 30,000. Well, where our population in our local government area is 86,000.
That's right.
So when you actually compare it to all other towns our size, apart from, I believe it's Tweeds, has, you know, 9 councillors. So it's being it's done important. so that the people that are already in control of the council can keep the majority and just ignore the perspectives of the other councillors and the people that voted for them. Yeah.
Thank you so much for explaining that. And so that brings us to almost an end, but is there anything very quickly you'd like to add?
Vote no for the referendum, please. If anything, you know, I just said, you know, makes sense to you. I noticed that I've been like handing out my flyers out in the community and I haven't been getting much feedback from people. So I'd really appreciate for people to reach out to me. So I've got a Facebook page, Labor for Port Macquarie Council, and I've got my email address and phone number on a link to that Facebook account. Or you could just email me directly at LabourPMHC, which is basically just short for Port Macquarie Hastings Council, at outlook.com. So, yeah, Labour@PMHC at outlook.com. So I'd really like to get more feedback from the community so that I'm aware of the issues that the community is concerned about when I'm going into council.
Very important. Well, Mark, thank you so much and I wish you all the very best. If you just stay for a moment, please. And that ends my little talk with Hamish. Did I call you Mark?
Yeah, you just did, yeah.
Hamish. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Hamish, definitely Hamish. And thank you so much for coming in.